Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropf.
All right, good morning, everybody. Great to be with you. 6 minutes past 6 o'clock. This is Political Coffee, the show where we talk about political issues of the day, hopefully in a way that helps you change your world by persuading a persuadable person. What does that mean? Well, it means these things that we talk about, whether they're local political issues, statewide, national, that we have conversations about them that give you thoughts, ideas, phrases that you can share with other people, not debating other people, but having meaningful conversations with people in your world, whatever world that might be, that are truly persuadable politically. Because, friends, I got to tell you that if we don't do that, America is lost. The whole concept of the shining city on a hill, which is what America is, friends, to the world, it is lost if we do not do that. Now, we need to do that with wisdom and with understanding and discernment about people that we're trying to persuade. And first of all, we have to be informed ourselves, don't we? I mean, that's, again, this is the value, I hope, of this radio show to you individually. And I cannot tell you how deeply touched and grateful I am that so many of you not only listen to this show, but you take action. Many of you right now are, in fact, contacting these precinct people for Mike Nierman's behalf. And we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about that in terms of the large amount of people that have come out and have thrown their hat in the ring along with Mike Nierman to be appointed to replace Mike Nierman. We're going to talk about that today because why would the county commissioners or why would the PCP people, because the PCP people of each Republican Party in these four counties, they need to put forward the slate of candidates that the commissioners of these four counties will consider. And they're going to choose one of three. You have to put forward three. That's how it works. So why would you, if you were a PCP person, why would you choose any of these people? Why would you choose Mike Nierman again? What would be the reasoning for that? Now, this is important because it gets back to understanding motivations, why people want to serve. I mean, this is important. You want to serve people for a number of reasons. Now, I can tell you that before I tell you my story about that, because I think it's important you understand what happens when you go into the legislative process. It is very important you understand it because it most of the time is not what you think it's going to be. Unless you've hung around the legislature enough and you have a very good understanding. Maybe you've worked as a staffer for a legislator. That happens often. But if you're new to the process the way I was, it really does not only change your life, but you have to truly examine your reasons and your motivations for wanting to serve other people. Motivations are everything. So the thing that is going to save America, first and foremost, is each of us individually changing just one person. I mean, you just think about that for a minute. The conservatives in America are still in many ways the majority. Even though many people who are conservative, hold conservative views, don't consider themselves conservatives, They really are. Now, once they come to that conclusion, and that is what I hope is at least part of what you would hope to achieve, is to help people understand that you know are in your world and that they're conservatives, but they're kind of trying to deny it to themselves. Your role is to help them understand that. And the way that we do that is with a lot of divine guidance, friends, and I mean this sincerely. We have to be praying for this country. See, this country was founded by people who believed in God and prayed. And irrespective of the critical race theory, race baiters that choose very much to divide us, it was not founded on the 1619 premise, which is that in 1619, this country was founded on slavery. Not so. Because the folks that made their way here planted that, you may not know this, planted a flag on the beach and dedicated that beach and this country to God Almighty. They came here as people who were religiously persecuted. They were English people who had left England and had gone to the Netherlands, and they faced persecution there. They came to this great nation and they dedicated it to God Almighty. So, friends, the most important thing you can do is pray for great wisdom and divine guidance. However you do that, doesn't have to be, it doesn't matter what your faith is. And I'm just going to tell you that right now. If your faith is in a Christian God, doesn't matter whether you're Catholic or you're evangelical, it's irrelevant. Pray for divine guidance, you specifically, to have those meaningful conversations, for you to have, in a evangelical word that we use a lot in evangelical circles, a revelation. In non-evangelical circles, it would be called an epiphany. For you would literally have a thought come to your mind you've not thought before that gives you new thoughts, new opportunity to express those thoughts to other people. That's divine guidance. We need a lot of that. And I'm going to ask you, those of you who believe in the power of prayer, and I know many of you do because you stated and you send me emails, and I'm grateful for that. But I'm going to ask you, and by the way, for those of you who don't, please don't feel any condemnation here. It's okay. I'm going to ask you, though, those of you who do believe in the power of prayer, pray for these precinct people which are meeting this Friday, according to the story in the Oregon Catalyst. They're meeting this Friday, and they're going to vote on who to choose to fill Mike Nierman's seat in the legislature. His term has to be filled under Oregon's Constitution. I ask you to pray for them to have divine guidance and wisdom. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today, friends, and I want to know from you. Here's what I want to ask you for specifically. What would be the reason? What if you were a PCP person? Maybe you are a PCP person and you're going to be making one of these decisions. You're going to be voting on this Friday. What would you, what criteria in your mind would you use to make your decision about which people to advance to the county commissioners? And again, I want to go back to the word motivation. And I'll tell you the story before we go to the break. You see, when I ran for office in 1998, and I had people, and I'd been involved in politics since I was 16 years old. But I'd kind of gotten cynical, and I'd moved away, and I'd come back to Oregon to farm, and And I decided to get involved in politics again. So I did, my local Republican Party. And over time, people said, well, why don't you run for the legislature? Well, the opportunity wasn't there, but eventually it became there because our longtime state representative had served us for 18 years, was term limited out. Back then we had term limits. Something I think we should have again, by the way. And I will tell you that that then became the reason why, the opportunity rather, not the reason. Now, I'm going to be honest with you that part of the reason that I wanted to run for the legislature was because my motivations were not right. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, they were more selfish, as I realized and began to realize when I was serving people as a state representative. I realized what my motivations really were. They were really for me. They weren't for really serving other people. And this is why I think it's so important that you serve people at a local level, whether it's on a planning commission or a city council, school board, fire board, because that's really where the rubber meets the road. And I will tell you that my motivations for going into public service and I had served on a planning commission. That was it. It was my first experience. I began to understand a little bit about the political process, and I had hung around the legislature, so I had some idea of it. But it was really political more than anything. It was really selfish political motives. Those are not the right motives. And I'm going to tell you this right now. Those are not the right motives to go run for the legislature. So of all the people that have thrown their hat in the ring, so to speak, to replace Mike Nierman, including Mike Nierman, should you give great weighting to their motivations and reasons why they want to take his place, including Mike Nierman, for why he wants to return to the body that just expelled him and to a Republican caucus that voted all of them to kick him out the door? The people of his district elected him by a very wide margin. And I was on Lars's show yesterday to talk about this and also talk about the hit piece in the Oregonian that smeared myself and Mike Nierman in the Oregon Citizen Lobby and Oregon Capital Watch Foundation, my organization. Lars brought up, I thought was an important point, is that the politicians kicked Mike Nierman out the door. It wasn't the people who elected him by a very large margin. Are those people going to step up now? What would be their reason for re-electing Mike through this process of the PCPs and the county commissioners appointing? Back in a moment, we'll take your phone calls. It is 6:20. What do you think about it?
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. We're talking about replacing Mike Nierman. A lot of people have thrown their hat into the ring. And I'm just going to quickly mention who they are. But that's not so much important as rather why they want to replace Mike Nierman. Anna Scharf, chair of a local school board. Michael Cape, don't know anything about Michael. Jim Bunn, former Oregon congressman, controversial, had to resign. Or was he beat? I'm trying to remember. Mike Nierman, of course. Harry Noah, who's a hazelnut entrepreneur. Jim Thompson, former state representative whom Mike Nierman beat in a primary challenge. John Swanson, guy I know, who's a Senate staffer, and Jeff Kubler, who listens to this show, who's also a Senate staffer and a pollster. Motivations. Is that the most important reason the PCP should consider when they're considering who to choose? Or should there be other considerations? Loyalty to the party? Loyalty to the cause of freedom? Liberty? The Constitution? Trump? The idea that America is a great place? It could become even greater? Motivations. We're going to go to the phones in a moment. I want to remind you that Freedom Heating and Air is a company that is out of Salem. They've been here a long time, well over 40 years. And they've survived the ups and downs of the economic cycles because they do really good work for you folks to make your life better. And they do it in a timely manner. Friends, I can't tell you if you missed Glenn, who's one of our regular callers, if you missed his ringing endorsement of his experience with Freedom Heating and Air, by the way, which I did not know he was going to do when he called in that day. If you missed that, you missed probably the most powerful reason you should consider doing business with Freedom Heating and Air. They were Johnny on the spot. He called them. They came right out after he had called another company that said, well, it's going to be a while. Freedom Heating and Air got right out there. It's a great reason for you to do business with them because they care and they do it right. Check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.net, freedomheatingandair.net. Let's go to the phones. Art, good morning, friend. What do you say?
Good morning, Jeff. First of all, I really don't know what area I am as far as PCPs go. I'm a staunch Republican, as you know, but I've never had contact with my PCP. How do we find out who exactly is our PCP person? Because this motivates me to be pushy with my PCP person and get to know them. Because obviously when you take on a position in the party and PCPs are important, you should be contacting your constituents, because I believe if you're going to be successful, like if you're a PCP person, maybe you should have a quarterly meeting with the people in your area and talk about issues. I mean, these are just all the things that I'm thinking concerning this situation.
Let me break in for a moment, because I think this is a really important point you brought up here. The answer to your question is, how do you find out who your PCP is? There's two ways. You can call you're in Marion County, right, Art?
Yeah, I would call the Republican.
So you would call the Republican Party of Marion County, the chairman is Mike Adams, and ask Mike who your PCP is. Now, he'll have to find out where you live, because your PCP is going to be somebody.
Oh, yeah, I'd have to give him my address.
Yeah, so you would have to give him your address. That's one way. The other way is to call the county clerk. You'll have to do the same thing. You'll have to give them your address. You have to remember that PCPs are, in fact, elected people. We vote on them, okay, in Republican primaries. So they would know also who it is based on your address. But even more importantly, Art, you also bring up the other important thing, is the PCPs should have a relationship with everybody in their district that they serve. And few of them do. Few of them ever have contact with people like you.
Well, and of course, Jeff, that's very, very important. Because it is an important role, you know, what's going on in your party. And like now, during the legislative session, they should be very active in fighting, our principles. And, of course, these crazy laws that are being passed, which you know are very, very important. And so, hey, I appreciate people who volunteer to do work. But if you're going to volunteer, then you need to actually do the job. And one of the things that PCP should be doing is, like I just said, maybe having a quarterly meeting or meetings when something important is happening like this.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. And I got to confess, you know, I was a PCP for a long time, even when I served in the legislature and afterwards for a while. And I was not a good PCP. I did not get to know people in my precinct that I'm supposed to be. You know, really, if you're a PCP person, Art, you ought to be going door to door and meeting people. I'll give you the last 30 seconds here.
Well, I agree with you 100%, Jeff. But something as important with this, first of all, I think Mike was railroaded and politics ruled the damn day. And, you know, our party did not stick up for rights, which Mike was fighting for. And I really think that he actually didn't intentionally do anything wrong. He was caught in a situation. Well, you know the whole damn story.
Yeah, so. Yeah, no, you're right.
Hey, God
Art,
bless you, Jeff. Thank you.
Good to hear your voice. I appreciate it. That's what Art thinks.
Bye-bye.
What do you think? What are the motivations? Who should, why would you vote to replace someone? Like, hey, why would you vote to replace Mike Nierman again? With Mike Nierman back in the
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes before the top of the hour, 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. If you want to sound off on who should be chosen to replace Mike Nierman and why? And do the motivations, the reasons why they want to replace Mike Nierman, should that be a part of the decision process? And by the way, if you are a PCP in one of these four counties, it's primarily Polk County that's going to make the decision. If you're a PCP and you're going to be at this meeting, these meetings, rather, on Friday, because they will have to take place in all four counties. And you want to call in, would love to get your thoughts on this. What are you looking for? And how important is, or how important should be, motivation, reasons why you want to take Mike Nierman's place? Is that part of the consideration? Or should it be someone who's loyal to the Republican caucus? Now, I have to tell you that's somewhat important. Because you have to work with people. And the fact that all of the other Republican caucus members threw Mike Nierman under the bus, and that's why I called them cowards, if you remember, on this show. Because they should have stood up to the Democrats and said, no, we're not going to vote to expel him. They should have introduced a censure motion. We'll censure him, one of our own. Because what he did was wrong. We all know that. But we're not going to expel him. I think that's a black mark on them. But at any rate, why would any of these people, what's their motivations for wanting to replace Mike Nierman? And shouldn't that be really important? Or should it be fidelity to the caucus? Now, you have to play as a team. There's no question about it. But that is not what is happening. And I'm telling you right now, that is not what is happening in the Senate Republican caucus. That is one divided place. Boy, is it one divided place. Half of the caucus hates each other. Now, at some point, you got to move past that or try to find a way around that. Because you know the old saying, is that, and again, this is human nature, right? A house divided against itself cannot stand. This is true. You folks who've ever lived in a divided home, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You can't do that. It's miserable. Now, politics is a lot like being a part of a family. And that's why I say that in your family, if family members are not acting right, you discipline them. Do you kick them out of the family? I mean, is there a point when you do that? And that's what these Republicans have done to Mike Nierman. You have to discipline your children, right? Again, that's part of the family structure, part of creating an orderly society. And frankly, it's part of the right thing to do for the child. It's no different in politics. That's why I support the Fred Girard recall effort. And frankly, the one over in Eastern Oregon now against Senator Findley. I support that. They need to be disciplined because what they have done is wrong. What they have done is hurt you and me. And they need to be disciplined for that. Now, obviously, they were able to, at least in the Marion County Republican Party, is to rally their supporters, at least Fred Girard was, to be able to blunt any recall effort. And I suspect it's not going to go anywhere. I hate to say that. Unless something's going on behind the scenes that we just don't know about. If it is, we wouldn't be hearing about it. At any rate, if more is going on behind the scenes, we would be hearing about it. And I wouldn't be getting phone calls and text messages saying, hey, what's going on? I don't hear anything. I don't see anything. The signatures just don't arrive in thin air. It's because people are out there gathering them and talking about it. But anyway, you have to discipline people. Was expulsion the right discipline for Mike Nierman? If it wasn't, would you accept his reasons for wanting to replace himself? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line if you want to comment on that. What are motivations? Could Mike Nierman do a good job if he were reappointed? Could he serve the people? Now, remember, the people elected him. The politicians that kicked him out of the legislature did not elect him. You, in these four counties that are within the range of this radio station are hearing my voice, those of you who voted for Mike Nierman, you did so for a reason. Are those reasons still valid? Should he have done the wink, wink, nod, nod thing and then walk out a door? By the way, I want to thank Avis, who not only listens to this show, but she sent me a great email. There is a link to the investigative report that was filed regarding Mike Nierman walking out the door. And I'm going to put it on the show plan today so you can actually read it. And here's the question. And people have asked this before, but this is an important question. Why, with a ton of people outside the building protesting, not being allowed in the building, why was that door not guarded by the Oregon State Police? Somebody ought to ask that question. Freddie writes me an email, or actually a text message, and says, what about the vote to stop Mike the opportunity to serve again? That's an important thing, because I was asked this question yesterday by Lars, is does the legislature have enough time? Because they have 6 days left, folks. 27th. What is today? Yesterday would have been 6 days. Today's 5 days. They have 5 days left to move that bill quickly through the legislative process. Now, if the legislature ends on the 27th, now, and they could do it, by the way. Can they do it fast enough? Yes, they can. They can advance, but that's only if the same Republicans who betrayed Mike Nierman by kicking him out. And that's how I'm characterizing it, folks. They betrayed him. Should they have disciplined him? Yes. They should have had the courage. They should have had the courage to stand up and say, no, we're not going to kick him out. But we are going to discipline him. They should have done that. They should have entered a censure motion and resolution. And they should have stood firm on it. But they didn't. So if Republicans allow the bills to be advanced, they have to do that literally by giving unanimous consent to suspend the rules. Because remember, in Oregon's constitution, a bill can only advance in a certain manner, and it takes days. And if Republicans in the House wanted to run out the clock or the Senate, they could. They could just say, no, we're not going to give you unanimous consent. Now, they can fast track the bill. I mean, they could do it today. They could do it literally in one day if they wanted to. I'm not kidding. Well, maybe not one day, because there's a process of you have to get a bill printed. And there's, you know, at the end of a legislative session, there's a lot of bills that are stacked up. I mean, you'll end up voting on 100, 200 bills in a day. Most of them you will not have read. You have no idea what's in them. Which is scary, isn't it? To think about that. At any rate, yes, they could vote to unconstitutionally not allow Mike Nierman to be reappointed to his seat. And I think it is unconstitutional, by the way. Yeah, there's time to do that. And it all depends on the Republicans in the House and the Senate. If they're going to give unanimous consent, if one Republican says, no, I'm not going to allow this to happen, they can stand up all by themselves. Is there one Republican in the Republican caucus who has the courage to do that? Say, no, we're not going to give unanimous consent to let this bill just sail through the legislature in the last two or three days. And they could do it. And they could do it before the PCPs meet this Friday. It's possible. What do you think they should do? If you're a PCP and you're going to be voting on one of these many people that have thrown their hat in the ring to replace Mike Nierman, including Mike Nierman, what's going to be your criteria as to who you're going to vote for? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC Talk Line. I'd love to hear your perspective. Or maybe if you're not a PCP, but you have a perspective, I'd love to hear that too. 503-589-1220. Emails to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. Yesterday, you know, I've been sitting in the windrower cutting grass seed for several days now. And I got to bed about 11:30 last night. So these are long days. And, you know, my lower back has some damage to it. And I used my my CBD pain stick from ProBioSun on my back yesterday. And it made all the difference in the world. Maybe it can help you. Go to pro-bioscience.com. Check out the great product, pro-bioscience.com. I'm 648, back in a moment. We'll talk with Rich when we come back. No, that's not poverty.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
It is 10 minutes till the top of the hour, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. We're going to talk with Rich. Rich, good morning. What do you say today?
I guess what I'm going to say is I'm not too sure which direction the Republican Party is going in. And what I mean by that is I think we need to understand, or at least I do, need to understand what the motivation was for Girard and the rest to go one direction while Kim Thatcher and the others went another. And I don't have a clear answer on that, but what little I do know, I suspect that we're being pulled more to the left.
Well, I think you're probably right about that. Do you think that the Republican Party, especially the Marion County Republican Party, is being pulled to the left?
Well, I'm not saying that the Republican Marion County is. It just seems that Girard and some of these others seem to be moving toward the left. And the Democrats never move to the center. They always stay out in the left all the time, regardless of what's going on. So I think the first mistake was that all the Republicans voted against Mike Nierman. Second mistake is I don't know what the motivation is I hate to use this phrase, but the Rodney King theory, why can't we all get along? Well, that is not going to happen by moving to the left.
No, it's not.
And the other thing, too, and I mentioned that in my email to you about when I brought up the questions from my area, and a couple of people laughed. The laugh they gave me was one of those that I don't know if they laughed because they don't know how to answer it, or they laughed kind of like they didn't really care. So I guess the analogy is, and I hate to use this, but I will, was it a Kamala Harris laugh or not?
Oh, ouch. That hurts. That's good. I mean, so Dale, the other Dale wrote me an email, and I want you to comment on this, Rich. He says, Jeff, I heard you mention that Jim Thompson put in for Nierman's job. The reason we voted Thompson out of office in the first place and voted for Mike is that Jim is really a Democrat with an R behind his name. Mike has been the best rep we've had in many years. He's done a good job. So that fits within your concern, what you've just voiced, Rich. Just wondering if the Republican Party has moved to the left. I mean, Polk County is a very, very conservative place. And I just can't imagine that the people that reelected Mike Nierman by huge numbers are now going to say, nah, we're tired of it. And we're going to replace him with the guy he beat to begin with.
Well, you want my take on it?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I got his Jim Thompson's deal in the mail, and it basically says right on it that he's more left than he is right.
No kidding, is that right? Wow.
Well, let's look at it this way. If I read between the lines, it says that he was on committees vital to our district, energy, environmental, and water. And let's see, the Wine Caucus. And there's another one here. Oh, here's the one that always is a catch for me. Respect everyone to work to ensure civility in the Capitol and respect for Oregon's great people. That's kind of like the word transparency.
So he's definitely not a Donald Trump kind of guy?
Well, he's definitely not. He seems middle of the road to me, just reading his flyer I got. And what we need is someone who's willing to say that this is wrong and stand up for it. And
that's right.
So I go back to the Rodney King theory, why can't we all get along, is a dangerous place to be in this era that we're in right now.
Well, you're absolutely right, Rich, and I'm going to let you go. Thank you. You're right, because Trump exemplifies exact opposite of Rodney King's why can't we all just get along theory in the Republican Party. The reason Donald Trump got elected, folks, is because he was a fighter and he was different. Now, that's exactly who Mike Nierman is. Now, yeah, Mike shouldn't have done what he done, shouldn't have said what he said. But he's a fighter. And like Dale wrote, he said, I mean, he's been the best rep we've had in many years, and he's done a good job. That's his impression as one of Mike Nierman's constituents. So that means that by and large, and again, I go back to the, you know, Lars's point was spot on yesterday. It was this fact that Mike Nierman was voted in by his constituents. He got kicked out of the legislature by politicians who aren't even in Mike Nierman's district. Maybe the people of Mike Nierman's district who voted for him by huge numbers, because obviously they liked the job he was doing. Maybe those people need to stand up now in the Republican Party, make their voice heard, and say, we want Mike Nierman back in his old job. Because, I mean, it's a fair point, don't you think? You think it is? The people that elected him should have been the ones. I mean, if Mike Nierman did something so bad, why wasn't there a recall petition launched against him? It's something to consider. And I got another text that says, Jim Thompson likes the Republican Club. He's not for the voters. Okay? Somebody that is for you is, in fact, Eric Azar, Righteous Renovations. He's a contractor that you can absolutely trust, friends. And don't take my word for it. Just, again, go to his website, righteousrenovations.com, and just look at how this man lives out his personal faith in his business and how he interacts with you. Read the customer testimonials. Just look at the great before and after pics of some of the projects that they've done. And whether it's your home or whether it is in your business, they can do commercial work too, and they do commercial work. It's a contractor you can have great faith that if you're going to hire them, they're going to do a great job for you, and they're going to do it on time, and they're going to do it right. Righteous Renovations. .com, righteousrenovations.com. Rich writes a further comment. The left wants Mike Nierman out. They're scared of what he brings to politics. That's why the big push by the left to get him out. Amen. The left does not want people like Trump or Mike Nierman or anybody else who's unique to be in his place. Mo writes this comment about Harry Noah. He's a rhino. If even he is a Republican, he wants to have solar panels in every house. It's also rumored that he was promoted to run by our progressive Yamhill County Commissioner, Casey Kula. Thanks, Mo. And thank you to each and every one of you for listening today. Back tomorrow, and I hope you are too. Make it a great day. Keep praying for this nation, for this state. Keep fighting. Yeah. Somewhere.